This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We had the former governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty, on the program last month. He had just started a new job with the Financial Services Roundtable lobbying in Washington. And so I asked him how he came by that job.
Well, I was contacted by an executive search firm that was trying to fill the vacancy is the technical answer.
Which kind of struck us because really, politicians get headhunted? Leslie Hordam is a partner at Spencer Stewart in Washington, D.C. They are an executive search firm, as they like to put it. And she had nothing to do with getting Governor Pawlenty paired up with the Financial Services Roundtable, but she has done her share of politician placement. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's get right to it then. Who's better, a former member of Congress or a former governor like Mr. Pawlenty?
Well, it depends, but I will tell you, of course.
I fully appreciate you have to be delicate here. I get that.
We do. But Where the difference is, quite honestly, at least the perception is, that a former governor has more management experience.
Mm-hmm.
The rule of thumb is that nobody ever hired a former member of Congress to manage things. They hire them for their access, for their knowledge of a particular area. But governors have that access, have the gravitas, but they also have had some real management experience.
Do you ever get companies or boards, whoever your clients are, who come to you and say, we want Governor X of this state, but that person's term isn't up for like another year?
Yes, that has actually happened. And it's happened to me a couple of times, in fact, to my colleagues and me. And in each case, there was a conversation, and the governor said, look, I really feel it's important for me to finish my term and my commitment, and can't make any promises, but if you're willing to wait and have this conversation in 6, 8, 12 months, whatever it is, I'd love to have the conversation at that time.
Not that this is necessarily your problem, but isn't there sort of a conflict of interest there between the company and the governor or the senator waiting until they get out of office?
Well, certainly we are mindful of that. And if they, for some reason, get further down the road before their term is up, then they are required to recuse themselves from particular issues affecting that industry.
This is a crass way to put it, but who's worth the most out there?
In terms of former electeds?
Yeah.
You know, again,
former electeds. I love you. You have the category. Former electeds.
Former electeds. I mean, it really depends. So certainly a one-term member of Congress may not have the star power that a ranking member or a former governor or former cabinet secretary has or brings to the table. And quite frankly, in these days, as you can imagine, it's very important to find people who can work in a bipartisan fashion.
Yeah.
If they are somebody who has a reputation of reaching across the aisle and working in a collaborative fashion, that's an attractive piece of the puzzle.
Leslie Hordam, she is at the executive search firm Spencer Stewart in Washington, D.C. Leslie, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.